bam, 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 bam. And then down, 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 down.
Hello?
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Episode 6.
Wow.
Wow.
We did it.
I mean, that silence says it all.
I'm just still so in shock, you know, that this is a thing. It's consistent.
I know. We really had to take it in for a second that this is something we're doing, and we've stayed consistent with it for 6 weeks in a row.
6 whole weeks.
Like, I've had stuff in my fridge last longer.
Wait.
I mean, last less.
There you go.
I just, okay. Well, welcome to episode 6, everyone. AKA yes. Brooke. As we've mentioned in a previous podcast, our podcast is basically just a love letter to Brooke.
Dr. BJPP.
Dr. BJPP.
It's all for you.
Flashback to episode 2.
Wow. I can't wait to have like her on again. It's going to be so much fun when she comes on for another topic. She has no idea what it will be until she arrives onto the podcast.
No idea. That's the beauty of it.
But
we did gain another Fowler listener today. My friend Wyatt texted me. He listened to the first 2 episodes and said it was really funny. He enjoyed it.
Aw, that's awesome. Like, it's so nice when, you know, people start from the beginning and actually enjoy it and continue to listen.
I know, because I feel like we find our groove more with, like, each episode and, like, the routine and our pattern, and it's fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And if someone's listening from the beginning, then, like, they're here for a while. They're going to stay.
They're in the gold circle. On our Patreon.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to get on that gold circle with Dr. BJBB, please email the number 2 HWTC at holler@gmail.com. I still have had no emails from any of our listeners.
Oh yeah. So Brooke texted me. She acknowledged us telling her to email us, but said since she works today, she may not get to email us.
Wait. She had time to go out of her way to text you about emailing us.
Right.
But couldn't that same exact sentence that she sent you and just move that on over to the mail app on her phone and send the same exact thing.
No.
Like, let's be honest, nowadays email is just another form of texting if you're doing it on your phone.
Right. Well, you can take this up with Dr. BJPP.
Technology expert that she is. Jesus.
Just wait for the confrontation on the episode we have her as a guest again.
I will save it for that. I will save it for that moment so y'all can get all the drama.
Perfect. That's what grabs the listeners in right away. Just the drama, the conflict, you and Dr. BJPP fighting.
Or like us fighting when you got real salty about losing the first round of the
I did listen to it and like you we were going back and forth and we like chuckled for a second and I was like, ha ha, you lose, ha ha, and I was like, okay, that's but it's the Capricorn in me.
Exactly.
Because in my defense, and I'm right about this, you didn't say from the beginning, if you laugh, round over, you lose. You did not say that at one part. So then when you said, oh, you lost, haha, new one, I was like, you never laid that rule out.
Okay.
Never.
Fair. I will give you that. But here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing, though.
Right.
I thought you've played this or watched that game many a times. It's like a staple. They have it on like every like television show that does improv.
What? Oh, I'm sorry, this isn't Whose Line Is It Anyway in 1997.
I wish. That show was so good.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been a long time since you came around. Oh, we went different ways with that.
Total different ways.
So anyway, we've been friends too long. It's too much. So before we dive into the topic of the evening, I would just like to introduce, coming in from stage right, we have the amazing Stacy. You forgot your tagline?
Oh. I'm the cat's meow. You better watch out for my claws.
Your what?
My claws. My white claws. Ain't no claws, baby.
Better watch out for my claws. Ain't no laws. Ain't no laws when you got the cat claws.
Be ready, listeners, to hear that on the next week's episode.
Stacy's like, jotting that down for episode 7. Put it on the Google Doc, baby.
All right, and introducing the amazing, the talented, the ever so delightful, Kate again.
You know, some people say I'm a skinny legend, and they're right.
I love your pretentious laugh, like your Real Housewives laugh. I fucking love it.
That's why I'm just like made for that show. Like,
you are.
My entire existence, I would know like the formula, like exactly what to do, like what to say. Like, I would just fit into that show. So Andy Cohen, if you're listening, and the Real Housewives of Detroit happens, which, by the way, Bravo came to Detroit, like, scouting out places. Fun fact, this was actually a couple of years ago, and just never, like, picked up steam, unfortunately. But they were considering Detroit to be one of the cities on it.
It would have been so good.
But it wouldn't be, it would be called the Real Housewives of Detroit, but you know the bitches would live in, like,
Royal Oak Hills,
Rochester Hills. Like, it wouldn't really be Detroit. Maybe a couple, but you know what I mean.
No, yeah, it would definitely be, like, because that's the thing. It would be, like, Royal Oak, because that would be close enough. I mean, the Detroit Zoo is in Royal Oak, so I guess I could get away with it. But,
But I can't.
It would definitely, it wouldn't make sense. We all wouldn't get it, being from Michigan, Metro Detroit area. But they could do what they did with Orange County, and they could do a county type of vibe. And it could be like an Oakland county.
Who would tune into the Real Housewives of Macomb County? People would be like, what the fuck? Like, it needs to be like a major city.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know, I mean, maybe down the line. And if it does, I'll be on it. Like, guarantee I would slither my way into that.
You would make it happen somehow.
I mean, Andy Cohen's replied to me on Twitter twice, so, like, we're kind of friends.
You're best friends at this point.
Exactly. I mean,
so, like, when you come visit me in New York, you're just going to, like, message him, hey, Andy, let's hang out. And, you know, we're going to be up on the Upper West Side, chilling with Andy Cohen.
Right. I mean, he posts videos of him, like, walking and stuff. Like, we would probably figure out where he is, like, bump into him, you know?
He'd be like, oh, Keith, I remember you from those two tweets.
He's like, is that at KeithZ9? I'm like, yes, actually. I'm like, do you want to hear my 500 Real Housewives taglines?
Do you want me to write their Real Housewives taglines?
Right. I mean, like, what's, like, the rate for that? Like, is it, like, a chunk fee? Is it, like, per tagline? Like, what's the... He's like, I'm trying to walk my dog, sir.
And I actually... Keith, I thought you were friends with him.
He actually got rid of his dog.
How do you just get rid of a dog?
he had a beagle named Watcha, and the beagle like was on Watcha Happens Live. It's on the cover of one of his books. He posts about it all the time. But then he had a son, and I guess when like his son Ben was like one or a little after that, like all Andy said was like there was like a situation between the dog and the baby. Maybe I'm assuming the dog like got aggressive, maybe bit him or something, and he gave the dog up, and now the dog is living on like some farm with a friend or something. But the dog's Instagram is still active, so he's okay.
Okay, good, because like you can't just gave up a dog or gave it to a loving home. Two very different.
He gave it to a loving home, but he gave it up in the process.
No, yeah.
But I mean, you know, because like his dog, I mean, to put your dog in the fucking cover of like your book, and then you have a son, and then the son takes priority, you're like, all right, bye, Watcha. See ya. Bye, bye, bye.
Literally, something had to happen that was bad.
But Watcha seems to be doing fine, and he has more followers on Instagram than I do. So.
So that's the end. We become best friends with the dog.
So, Mrs. Watcha on Instagram.
For real.
For real? Speaking of for real, transitional, what is the topic we'll be discussing today?
Oh, we're going to be talking about all things pets. We're going to be talking like, yeah, we're talking pets. We're talking like pets.
Like, I mean, pets you had, like, other people's pets, like what constitutes a pet, you know.
Yeah,
like,
just
the marriage. In general. That's another topic. Never mind. Wait, before we dive into said topic, I gotta tell you something shady my mother did.
Oh Kathy,
that's the name of the episode.
Oh Kathy, my Kathy.
So I just pulled her text message up from that night.
Oh, Kathy.
So Saturday night, it's like 8 p.m. Like I'm chilling, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not a big like FaceTime person. Like quarantine kind of forced me to be because I would like FaceTime Beth a lot. You and I have FaceTime like every day since like fucking February. Brooke and I do sometimes, you know, because she's in Florida. But in general, not a big FaceTime person. So my mom texts me out of the blue Saturday night at like 9 o'clock, and I will read this verbatim. Let's FaceTime. I miss you. Want to see the second coat on your bathroom wall that I painted and I took a picture of, but apparently she wants to see it via FaceTime. And then she said, come on, you FaceTime your friends. I'm your friend. Fucking Kathy, guilt tripping me.
Wow.
Guilt tripping me. And I was going over there to visit the next day. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just like not up to it. Like, we'll catch up tomorrow. I'm just not a big FaceTime person. Like,
no. And like, it's just, what time did she send that to you again?
It was like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's too late.
Right. I was like, I took a picture and sent it to you of my bathroom wall. Like, you get the gist. We don't need to FaceTime to like, but like, she knows I FaceTime with you like every Tuesday. I'm like, that's completely different. I'm like, Stacy's in Brooklyn.
Literally.
I'm seeing you tomorrow.
Wow. Love you. I'm your friend.
I'm your friend. You FaceTime your other friends. I'm your friend.
The only thing she could have said to make it like more dramatic was, comma, right?
Dot, dot, dot. Right?
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Well, now you're going to have to FaceTime her sometime in the weeks to come.
Yeah, we'll see.
Or she's going to bring it up again.
Yeah, probably. Well, she wants to like come over like all the time. I'm like, Mom, like you've been over. Like, I mean, I like visiting home too. Like nothing's changed at my place. Like, she's also like hypercritical. Like I can like hyper clean the fuck out of my place.
Yeah.
And like, she'll find something and be like, oh, did you not? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay.
It's the mother gene. I don't know. It's like the moment you become a mother, you get like that eye.
It is. And I understand that. But like, my dad's not like obsessive about coming over. Like, I feel like my dad hasn't been over here in like 6 or 7 months. Like, he doesn't care. But like, my mom wants to like check in on the place. I'm like, ugh.
She's like trying to become Amy Poehler in Mean Girls. I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. I'm a
cool mom. Yeah, basically. Who hyper criticizes my home. But that's what mothers do, right?
Literally, mother knows best.
That's from Tangled. Like, if that's not in your solo cabaret, I'm not coming. Yes.
I didn't even think about that song, but I will think about it seriously now.
You would? Oh, really? Oh my gosh. Like, I associate you with that. Like, just like the comedic timing, like the voice range. Like, you would do such a good job in that. Like, you would do that in your solo cabaret.
Oh, that just gave me like the biggest smile. It's so sweet. I love that song, love.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you'd kill it.
Well, then maybe I need to do it for the talent show that my work is throwing. It could win me a.
We talked about that in depth for like 45 minutes.
Literally,
you're doing, and I mean, I know we're not revealing your place of work, but like, in my opinion, like, I just said you should like keep it tied into like the brand because they would love that shit.
Yeah, I'm really been contemplating on what I'm gonna do. I'm trying to find something that's punny. I think that some of the options we did throw out were fantastic.
Yeah, the ones that included me are the best. You're right.
Okay, conversation done.
But like, no, I brought up an amazing point. I was like, if you do a 3-minute video of you singing by yourself, that's boring. Like, no offense, because like, you are talented, obviously, but like, everybody and their mother is gonna do a 3-minute video of them singing. Like, you need to stick out.
Yeah, I do.
You do. Anyway, that's another.
I hope that when I go and I post my video to it, I hope I can watch other submissions.
I hope. Do you think it'll be, do you think it'll be like a public thing?
I mean, like, it's totally an internal competition, but like, I think the website would allow for that. I mean, remember like the Glee Project when everyone auditioned and threw their videos up there? And you could like, yeah, go on and watch it, and they like did it by.
But you had to like vote. It was like, didn't you vote?
Yeah, it was like whichever one you watched voted for. I remember that I actually got to go to the callbacks of that. They saw my video and they're like, dope.
And how'd that go?
It went well, actually. I made it to like one of the final rounds.
But were you on Glee?
I mean, Keith, ask yourself that question one more time.
Were you on Glee?
Would I be working at an undisclosed brand if I was?
Undisclosed? You're like, I had a fucking 2-episode arc on Glee? Actually, the bitch who, one of the ones who did win that, she played the one girl who did that mashup, which is honestly my favorite Glee mashup.
Oh, yeah, like the tall brunette, right?
Yes, and she did the Anything Goes, Anything You Can Do mashup.
Oh, yeah. You were like, obsessed with that.
It's probably my song in general. Like, I tried to learn the routine and shit, like, at home, like, without ever tapping before. Yeah, seriously, I did. It's really good. Anyway, we'll splice in a snippet of it.
Just not too long, we don't want to get fined.
Copyright. Well, I already stole the Universal theme and the Family Feud theme song.
I just want to let the FBI agent in my phone right now know that I did not procure those sound bites illegally.
Hey, isn't if it's under like X amount of seconds, it's okay.
You should probably look that up.
Yeah, add that to the to-do list. Under add it Google to the Doc. Google Doc. Look up legal rights stealing.
How much jail time can I do for playing the Family Feud theme song?
There's like millions of results.
I like go down a rabbit hole.
You suddenly look, it's 3:30 a.m. All right, now going back to our main topic here of pets, you texted me this picture last night that will be posted on the Patreon. you sent me this picture, and I know you wanted to like get into it on the podcast and everything, but to tie into episode 2 about you being locked out of your Neopets account, apparently last night you got into
a bitch account.
How did that happen? It was
okay. So I don't know what struck me last night to like try it. I really don't know what we were talking about. Because we were talking last night. Yeah, we were talking last night, and we like hung up, and I don't know what I was thinking of, but instantly I just went to like neopets.com, and
as you normally would do on a Monday night,
literally, and I went on my phone, and I was like surprised it was still working on my phone, and I for some reason just had this like stroke of genius in my mind. I just had this stroke.
Are you okay?
I just had the stroke of genius. And like, I was like, no, Stacey, don't jump into this rabbit hole. But I was like, Stacey, I have to do it right now because otherwise I won't be motivated to do it tomorrow. So I go on and I type in my username. And at first I typed it in and it was like, this is not a username. And I was like, what? I literally just checked this the other day, not month ago, right. 4 weeks ago to be exact. And so I checked it and I realized that I had like a capital letter in there that was wrong. So just so everyone knows, if you're trying to log back in, your usernames are fucking case sensitive on Neopets. And then it said, yes, this is an actual account. Are you a robot? And then it got to the point of like the password. I was like, you know what? Let me try my usual password that I think I used at the time. Didn't work. But they have like a password recovery. You just have to reset your password. So it said, put your username in. We'll send an email. And I was thinking, what email did I use? There was two of them. And I was like, you know what? Let me just give it a shot. So I went to yahoo.com. And this all happened within like 3 minutes. This like happened so quickly. And so I went to like yahoo.com and I typed in my email that I thought it was at the time. And it was like, yeah, your email's still good. Enter your password. And the password didn't work that I entered, but it said recovery. And what could I do? I could text my phone. Yep, because you know I've had the same number my entire life. Like, super fortunate to have the same number my entire life. And so I was like, fuck yeah. The thing came up and it was like, is this the right phone number? Enter your 2 digits. And then it had me reset a password, yada, yada, yada. But then there were like no emails in my inbox. I was like, fuck. So I went back to Neopets and I had resend it. And I went back and I was like, it's not going to work. I like refreshed it 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. And then all of a sudden, I saw it. You requested a password reset. Click here.
And like the endorphins just like flew through your
like
body.
Rain on me.
Rain on endorphins.
Yes. Yeah. And so then I went in and I changed my password to Neopets and it worked. And then I got the email saying, your password has been changed. And yeah, it fucking happened. And then so I logged in And it was like, you haven't logged in a while. Validate with your birthday. And I was like, shit, they might just cancel my account if I put my birthday in. But no, it worked. And I found my little wee talk with her little snow paint. And
she's okay.
No,
because
no, they can't die. But like, she was crying. Like, being so dramatic because I haven't fed her in years. And then I looked at how old she is. She's like, over 2,000 days old.
Same.
Same.
Same energy.
Oh, but yeah, so then, of course, you were the only one who knows, besides now all of our listeners on the podcast. I didn't tell anyone. I didn't reach out. I was like, Keith is the only one that needs to know this. But then as I screenshotted it and sent it to you, I was like, I can't go down this tonight. You were even like, look in, see what's going on. I was like,
I was the devil on your shoulder. I'm like, play Key Quest, bitch. Do your dailies, bitch.
Like, but I knew that if I got into it, I would just be on it until like 3 a.m. and I wouldn't be able to control myself. And I was like, no, I need to be an adult for my undisclosed brand. In the morning.
My undisclosed band.
So yeah, I'm in. Yeah. So I'm super excited to like try it out. I don't know when I'm gonna get to try it.
This weekend.
We'll see. Because you have yours, right?
Yeah, I might have to just like make a new
account
or something.
No, if I can do it, you can do it.
Okay, I'll try.
We gotta play some Key Quest. And listen, you have so much shit in your inventory. In your shop, so many Neopets.
You're like, so give it to me.
I mean, like, if you're going to get rid of your account and start something new, you might as well just pass along as a charitable donation.
Donate your funds.
Right? I still remember the moment you gave me that snow, like, paintbrush to put on my Weed Talk.
You were, like, happy for, like, a few weeks.
I was like, this is the greatest gift you could have ever given me. But for real, because I think I had casually said, like, I've never had, like, a paintbrush on my animal. And you were like, oh, do you want one? And we were sitting across from each other at your dinner table. And we had Lana playing, yeah. Moonlighting, teakwood mahogany, three-wick candles lit, drinking wine. All of a sudden, you were like, check your inbox. And you sent me the fucking snow paintbrush, like, Neopet millionaire you are, giving the charitable donation to the poor. You were like,
I mean you said it, not me.
But for real, and then it was. I was like, please, Sam, may I have some more paintbrushes?
I know. It was fun. We were in college and we would spend our nights like sitting at my place just like playing Key Quest.
Listening to Lana Del Rey. Listening to Lana drinking Barefoot. Oh, no, Arbor Mist.
Oh, Arbor Mist was the shit back then. It probably got me hungover as hell. Right? Now.
That's what we would do and play Key Quest. And... That's another story.
Those were the days. That's another story.
Anyway. But yeah. So I'm excited to play it. I'm excited to give the reviews and see what it's like. Do all my dailies. Test my shop.
Yeah, when we have Dr. BJPP on, I'm sure she'll really appreciate.
Yeah, all. And how she didn't do anything for me. Yeah.
I mean, Brooke, Dr. BJPP, like, tried to be all modest. Like, yeah, like, I know someone, like, over at HQ. She was like, just tweet them. And we're like, okay, we see a lot of plot holes.
Exactly.
And then she was like, oh, tweet them. But they only pay attention to accounts with a lot of followers. We're like, okay, how do we?
And like, Brooke, don't you have a lot of followers? Like, help me out.
Like, send a quick message. Hey, my friend, you are so major.
Because literally, what would they think if I just created a Twitter to say, give me my account back? Like, no!
And your Twitter profile picture is like an egg. Do they still do that? Like when you're a new account? Probably not. I'm old.
Oh my god. I forgot that was even a thing.
Yeah, legit. Now it's probably like a bird or some stupid shit. I hate birds.
Speaking of birds.
Yeah.
I mean, aren't they like the animal you hate the most? What did birds ever do to you?
Okay, listen, sweaty. First of all, birds are rats with wings.
Mm.
They're all evil.
That's just subjective.
No, I'm right. They have beady little eyes.
Okay.
They're scavengers.
Okay.
Psychologically, my earliest memory of hating birds, I don't know if I ever took you back this deep into my psyche, but my family went camping every summer, like Port Crescent, and we were on the beach, and I was like 5 or 6, and I was laying like kind of by the water. I had goldfish, like I was living my best life, eating the goldfish. And these seagulls started like circling me. I was like, oh, what's going on? They're circling me and I have my goldfish. And then the seagulls started like swooping down at me to like get my food. And like, I just like them flapping around me and just like being so mean. I was like, screw this. So another time, I was around this, like, probably, like, 6 or 7. My brother and I were home alone. My parents were out somewhere. And a fucking bird got into our house by, like, climbing in the fire chimney.
What?
Yeah. So I remember my brother and I, like, hiding behind a couch while a bird was, like, swooping in our living room in circles. So that was traumatizing. And another time, I was like 8 or 9. See, they all line up. I was like 8 or 9. And my family always went, my Uncle Paul always rented this cabin in like Walla Halla, it was called. And it was this really
sounds
cool.
Fake.
Sounds fake. It's not real. It's some like super rich person place that no one has ever heard of. He rented out this, like, cabin there, and it was, like, really nice. And there was, like, a hot tub room, like, super bougie. And I just remember, like, I heard, like, some commotion in the living room, like, kind of late. And it was my mom and my late Uncle Bobby, and a bat got inside the house. And there was a pool table there, because I mentioned it was bougie. There was a pool table and the bat was just like circling the pool table. And I started to come downstairs and they're like, no, there's a bat. There's a bat in the house. And my Uncle Bobby has like a broom. Like it was just like, it was just so chaotic. So my fear of birds has always like carried over. And ironically enough, my brother doesn't like, he hates birds. He doesn't like birds either. Like we share that. And I remember house sitting for like an aunt of mine when I was in high school. I was like a senior and she had these like parakeets like in a cage. It was like there was like 5 or 6 birds in this one cage. Like it was a nightmare to me. And I had to feed the animals.
Did you let the birds starve?
No, I legit had my friend Savannah. Her name was Savannah. Come over.
Sounds fake.
Her name contradicted itself because it was like Savannah Hill, like a flatland hill.
Sounds real fucking fake now.
Like, that is not a real person.
It's not.
No, she's real, I promise. So Savannah Hill came over to feed the birds because I physically could not, I couldn't even lift the little thing up to remove the food tray out and then put it. Nope. Nope.
Wow.
They're the devil. They're evil.
The seals real fucked you up.
They did. They were all swooping down for my goldfish.
Well, first of all, rookie mistake. You don't sit by the water with goldfish.
I hear your fucking cat in the background. Now, speaking of cats. Are you or are you not a total crazy cat lady?
Oh, yeah. Crazy. Crazy fuck. I love my babies. I've always been a cat lady.
I mean, I've always, like, known you.
Been that bitch, still that bitch. Like,
still. But, like, how old were you? I mean, like, do you remember, like, growing up, like, with cats? Like, have you had one ever?
Yeah, I mean, so my, it's actually funny. My mom and my dad got these two cats, Leroy and Stanley, for, like, a wedding gift. What? Yeah. And of course, when I was super young, so I had a cat at every house. So we had Leroy at my mom's house and Stanley at my dad's. I had a
cat at every house.
Literally, I got hose in different area codes.
Pussy in different area codes, baby.
Literally. But no, so I had them growing up. And then, yeah, my mom and I love cats. So we had Leroy was her cat. And then I had Kimberly, named after the Pink Power Ranger. Oh, she was my baby. I had her almost my entire life growing up. Like, I got her when I was really young. I think I got her when I was like 2. I had a Power Ranger themed birthday party and everything. And yes, yeah. Really young. And I had her until I moved to Vegas. So I moved to Las Vegas when I was going into my junior year of high school.
Okay.
So, like, I had her my entire life. So that was Kimberly. And then Kimberly also, lady was a tramp. She she went out and, you know, probably our fault because we didn't give her fix, I don't think. I don't know. I was too young to know what that was all about. But, yeah, she, like, escaped and got pregnant and came back. But we didn't know that she was pregnant until, like, next thing you know, she was showing.
Wait, so she ran off solely to get pregnant and
I mean, returned? Yes, she returned. Like, she always went home. She always got out.
Oh, I'm sure she went home.
I mean, that's where her food was. That's where I was.
No, I meant, like, third base.
Oh. Ew, talking about my cats like that? You're gross.
Are you into bestiality, Sandra?
But
okay, so your pregnant Power Ranger cat, go on. Okay.
Love her. She was so great, though. She was such a good cat. Is she
dead? Did she die?
Yeah.
Cats live till they're like 20. I don't know. Don't surprise me.
No. She was old. She was always like a very tiny cat, so we didn't know like how old she truly was. Also, when we got her, we just got from, like, being with my mom's friends, we didn't really know how, like, old she was and all that stuff, but right. Anyways, she would always, like, get out and always come back, and she would always go to the neighbor's house because she liked their food that they bought better than what we bought, but she would always come back, and so one time she came back pregnant, and she had these two little kids.
Came back pregnant, that's the name of this episode. It's she clickbait. It's clickbait, so no one knows what it's about.
No one. Oh.
She came back pregnant. Go on.
And so the funny part was that she then had two kittens, and we named them
Blue Power Ranger and Black Power Ranger.
No.
Okay.
It was Bob, because okay, like, graphic, I just want to say this part's going to be a little graphic, so skip ahead a little bit if you don't want to hear it, but when Kimberly had Bob, she, instead of biting his umbilical cord, bit off her tail.
Did you watch it happen?
Yeah, she gave birth on my mom's bed.
It all makes sense now. Go on.
And so, I was like, I'm never having children based off that. I was like, I'm gay. I'm a lesbian. I'm
gay. As soon as you saw the Pink Power Ranger bite off Bob's tail, you were like,
I was like, is that what I have to do?
I can't.
But anyways, so she had Bob. And so Bob had no tail. Bob was supposed to have a tail, didn't. So we called her Bob because she was a bobcat now. And then she also had Mr. Mistopheles. But here's the thing. Bob was straight up like tabby, brown, black, like really like painted tabby, lots of little like colors everywhere. And then she had a fucking tuxedo cat, a black and white tuxedo cat.
Aww.
Kimberly was a long-haired gray and white cat, and I don't know who the fuck she slept with, but she had two babies that did not look like her. and did not look like each other.
Wow.
Yeah. Lady's a tramp.
Who knows what animal shenanigans she got into.
For real. She probably had the time of her life. Get it, girl.
Get it, Kimberly Pink Power Ranger.
Yes. And so, anyways, then she had... She looked, the black and white cat looked just like Mr. Mistopheles from Cats the Musical, and I was obsessed with it at the time. So I named her Miss Mistopheles because I thought gender was a thing back then. And so we called her M&M for short. And so we grew up with those four cats at my mom's house, Leroy, who hated me, Kimberly, Bob, and M&M. And then at my dad's house, we had Stanley. And Jesus. Yeah. So we had them for a while, and then Leroy was super old. He passed, and then the kittens had, like, a kidney infection that went really, really haywire, and their, like, kidney shut down because of the food they were eating, because I'm just, like,
oh, they you poisoned them?
No, the food got recalled.
So they both died?
They both, like, went and had kidney failure, yeah.
Did you sue?
I mean, we tried to, but it didn't really. Yeah. Stacey, you know me and my lawsuit.
Stacey is a teenager suing a cat food company.
I mean, listen.
Killed her two kittens. I never knew this backstory.
I know. I have so much drama.
Oh my gosh.
But
okay.
No, like they were healthy up until then, but they had, like, great lives. There was really, you know, unfortunately nothing we could do. But anyways. And then I moved out to Las Vegas, and Kimberly unfortunately passed away right before I moved. And then I didn't have a cat for a while, and it was really weird growing up with animals your entire life and then not having an animal. My mom and I couldn't take it. So for my 16th birthday, she texted me, and she's like, you're getting a gift for your 16th birthday. It was my 17th birthday. I was like, I'm thinking it's a car, right? Because I was like, oh, is it three letters and start with the C? And she goes, actually, yeah, it does. And so I'm excited.
Your mom clickbaited you.
She did. She's Capricorn. Oh, and
I respect that.
And so I come home from school and I'm thinking I'm getting a car and all of this stuff. I was like, give me a beater. I don't care. Like, I just need to get away.
You're like, fuck yeah, getting a brand new Beamer. It's going to be a great year.
Right. And the next thing you know, I open the door. My mom's holding this, like, cat. And I screamed so loud because I was so excited. And instantly from them, I think the cat hated me because it was, like, our first impression. It was just me screaming at it. The second I opened the door, the panic on this cat's face, he scurried so quickly out of my mom's arms.
You're screaming. He's like, what the fuck? And literally. The yellow Power Ranger, and I will not take this.
And I literally, my mom was like, what do you want to name her? And I was like, Mom, why did you get a cat that looks just like your dead cat, Leroy? And she was like, why not?
Oh my, this is so chaotic. Like, I can't even wrap my mind around it.
True story, folks.
Why did you, like, I feel like in our years of friendship, you never got this deep into this never. Cat story. I don't recall this.
There's so much of my life that I guarantee you, like, I haven't gone into detail about, but if you ask, like, they'll come flooding back to me and I'll tell you.
Right, like in the last episode where I said when you left the sheet music in Tatiana's mailbox, you were like, these memories came flowing back to me that I forgot I had.
It's all coming back to me. Yeah,
for
literally.
The Patreon. So, yes. We'll dive into those in later episodes, but go on.
And so the next thing you know, I named her Kiki.
Oh, that's my nickname.
Oh, yeah. And, I literally asked my mom, I was like, Mom, why did you get a cat that looked just like Leroy? Like, it was my cat. You got this cat as a gift for me, but you, instead of, you know, a cat that I like. You got a cat that looks exactly like your dead cat. And she goes, why
your
not?
Dead cat. That's the episode title. Your dead
cat.
Cat. Along with what was it? Like, I didn't know she was pregnant or something.
She came back pregnant.
She came back pregnant. Yellow Power Ranger. Okay. Okay.
And,
pink.
Pink. Kimberly was a pink one. So anyways, we get Kiki, and we have Kiki's the cat for a while. My mom still has Kiki, actually. And, yeah, so it was never really my cat. Instantly bonded with my mom, even though it was my birthday gift.
You scared it.
Listen, my mom was like, you're at school all day. I was like, yeah, that's what I do.
Right.
So she's like, no wonder it bonds with me. I'm like, that's not fair. But anyways, then my dad, I remember, so then when I was younger, so this is when I moved to Vegas, I had Kiki, but while I was at my dad's house, we also got Jersey, and Jersey is a feral barn cat.
That's my nickname, feral barn cat.
And so literally when I was younger, my dad used to take us to his, you know, friend Todd's house that he used to work with, because Todd would throw these huge parties with all the people from work and all their kids would come, and he lived on a farm in Fowlerville. And so we would have like karaoke and hay rides and stuff like that. And so one day Todd's daughter was like, I got all these cats in my barn. You want to take one? And we we had Ashley, the dog at the time, that was my stepmom's dog. And they were like, you know what, like, why don't we get a cat? Yeah. And so my sister and I pick out the cat, and we pick out the all black cat, Jersey. And Jersey was so tiny. I could like fit in one palm. And if you saw a picture of her now, you'd be like, that's not the same cat. She turned into like a fucking beast. She's like a panther. She was a feral cat. She was literally a barn cat. She had no interaction. Her parent, or like her mama cat, had no interaction with humans. And so when we first got her, she was so tiny. And now they like can't get rid of the cat. They keep opening the door, trying to be like, go into the wild. Like, cat always comes back. It's a menace to society, but they love it so much. And I love her too. I'm like the only one that can like up and hold her and all that kind of stuff. No one else can get close to her sometimes, or she'll attack them. She's crazy. So we had Jersey over there, and I have Jersey growing up, and we still have her, see her all the time. She'll be on the Patreon if you want to see a picture. And
this infamous Patreon,
literally. And so then after that, then I think when I moved back to Michigan, and I started going to Oakland, I had a roommate, and this takes me to my two fur babies, who you have heard many times on this podcast, even today. Milo and Squish. So I have Milo and Squish, love them to death. I think Squish is,
and you stole them, yeah. Right.
I did not steal these cats.
You stole them. Go on.
Oh my god. Okay. So.
Okay, then tell me how you obtained them, and then the audience will decide if you stole them. Go on.
So, I move in with Missy. Very long, convoluted story of how Missy became my roommate and who Missy is. But anyways, Missy randomly was like, "I want to get a cat," and we were moving in together. And I was like, "Sure, I love cats. Like, I would love to have another cat in the apartment." And she had never raised cats before. She didn't know what she was doing. She only had dogs. So she was like, I got this tiny little kitten. I picked him out. His name's Milo. We got him for cheap because he was always sick.
Wow. So you're saying Milo's cheap.
She said Milo was cheap. I did not. I was not there when Milo was picked out. It was her cat originally. So.
Oh my God, Stacey, is that your eighth white claw? Jesus.
Are you projecting?
Projectile vomiting. Ew. David. Okay, so go on about how you stole the sick cat.
I hate you. So I'm living with Missy, and I'm like giving her pointers on how to raise this kitten. Yeah, and the infamous night of you and Brooke coming over because I wanted to show you my cat, my roommate's cat.
Well, no. So you're saying I wanted to show you your cat, but you made it sound like, I don't think this was on the podcast, but you made it sound like Brooke and I, like, forced our way over. You were like, I think it was uninvited. Remember that?
Yeah, I think it was. You literally were like, I'm with Brooke just around the corner. We're going to come over.
No, but then 2 minutes ago, you just said, oh, I wanted you to come over to see
the cat. Yeah, because I wanted to. And then all of a sudden, you were like, we're there. And I was like, oh, shit. I'm at, like.
Yeah, you were chugging UV blue.
Shut up. It was a night. But anyway,
Go on. I'll never delete those pictures. They're saved forever. You better not. Check out the Patreon, $20 to unlock the night I met Milo and Stacey got drunk. Go on.
Anyways.
Okay.
So, very long story short, I then started dating my ex-husband, and it got to the point where, like, my ex-husband and I were just, like, sitting in the living room, and this is after Milo had already gotten a concussion. So this cat, not the brightest cat in the bunch, he's not the best. Oh, and here he comes, his little ball.
He knows you're talking shit.
He literally
shit.
Knows. And so...
You're like, my cat ain't the brightest.
He's not. And so he gave himself a concussion by getting too excited.
Wait, how?
Okay, so our...
Do I know this?
You had to have. So our bathroom sink was like a long counter and the toilet like lined up next to it. So if you were sitting on the toilet and like reached to the right, your hand would be on the counter.
Like at the one at the end of the hallway across from your bedroom.
Yes. And so
yes, I remember.
We would always Milo loves to drink out of the sink. And so we would always turn the water on just a little bit. And one time he got so excited. Oh, hi, honey. So he would always run up to the water, but he would jump on the toilet and then onto the counter and then to the sink. And so one time he got so excited he like slipped as he was making the transition from the toilet to the counter and fell in between the two. And he was just a little baby at the time. So he gave himself a concussion. And then from there, you know, we were watching him and Missy didn't want to take him to the vet. I was like,
I said, what a terrorist. Literally.
And so Missy didn't want to take him to the vet. And so I was like, okay, well, then I guess we'll watch him because I wanted to take him to the vet, but Missy was like, no, I don't want to do it. It's my cat. I was like, I can't, like, I physically can't. And so he ended up being fine. And then like a couple of weeks, months later, next thing you know, I'm with Cy in the living room and it just looks like he's having like a seizure of some sort. Like he can't walk. He's super dizzy. His eyes are rotating in his head. He's like, freaking out, and I didn't know what was going on. So, of course, being the animal lover that I am, I was like, I gotta take him. I gotta take him to the vet. So, I take him to the Blue Pearl on Walton, Walton and Squirrel, next to the fucking the McDonald's over there. And so, I take him, and I call Missy, and the animal, Milo, what are you doing? He's like trying to climb on top of me.
Milo's like, stop. Literally. Talking shit.
And so we take him there and they're like, oh my God, good thing that you brought him. And I'm freaking out. I'm crying. I don't know what's going on. I think he's going to die. And I text Missy and Missy was like, how dare you take him? How dare you take him to the vet without me knowing? And now I have to pay an arm and a leg. And I was like, I will pay for this right now to make sure that he's fine and we can take care of him because something is not right. And how dare you do that? I don't want to pay an arm and a leg for an animal. And I was like, then why do you have one? Like, it, you can't just not do something if they're in pain. Like, it comes with being an animal owner. It's your responsibility. They can't talk for themselves. So Cy and I are like freaking out and Cy kind of like put down the law and was like, listen, we will pay for this cat. We will make sure everything's taken care of. But like your response makes me very uncomfortable and we can take this cat for hands if you want, if you refuse to pay for this and pay us back. And Missy was like, well, I don't want to pay. I don't have the money for it. And I was like, okay, so are you saying that then we can take the cat because we will be better parents for it? And Missy was like, yeah, you can take the cat because obviously they ended up telling us that like the medical condition he has, which is vestibular disease. So he gets dizzy every once in a while because he had polyps growing in his eardrum. So they were like, he's going to have medical conditions for the rest of his life. And so we told Missy that because it was her cat. I don't want to do that. I can't afford that. I don't want to do that. I never would have taken him to the vet in the first place. And so I was like, so are you giving me the cat? Like, case in point, because you can either pay me back or cat from you, because I fear for this cat's life if you are the one who won't pay for medical necessity for it. And somebody was like, yeah, you can take the cat. The cat's yours. Okay, great. Yeah. And so Milo then...
So you stole. I was waiting. I was sitting on that for fucking...
Literally, Missy gave me the cat.
No, Cy provided an ultimatum. Go on.
And Missy could have paid us for it. And we even said it doesn't have to be in a lump sum. We literally said it could be.
What is this fucking economics 101?
I'm taking macroeconomics in the winter, I'll tell you. Yeah,
I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm going to log on into your schooling account, into your classes.
Don't admit that on public. Don't admit that on public record.
Cut that out.
But no, for real. The cat needed, Milo needed help. He needed help. And we even said, listen, like, you can pay us back installments. It's like, it's fine. We just want to make sure that this cat is being taken care of. And Missy was like, I don't want to do it. And gave us the cat. So we still lived together. But when we were moving out, Missy was like, so about the cat. And I was like, what about the cat? And she was like, can I have him back? And I was like, I told you. Like, then do you want to pay me the $2,500 I paid for him the other day? And I'm not talking a little bit of money. Like, it was like $2,500 that we had to pay for this cat.
Shit, dude. Yeah.
So I was like, you literally, you said I could take the cat. You said you didn't want to take care of it. And that's what I'm concerned about, is that you, it's not that you said, oh, I can't have the money, take the cat. And I would have figured it out with you. You said, I don't want to take care of it. And then what does she go and do? Gets a dog.
What? Yeah,
she straight up got a dog with the girl then she started dating afterwards. And that's how I was like, then you didn't really care about the cat to begin with. Like, literally went and got a dog.
Wow, yeah. Nini.
Well, anyways, that's how I ended up with Milo. But Milo ended up being, like, my little baby boy. He's, like, my shadow. He follows me everywhere. I love him to death. When I, like, leave my room and walk to the kitchen, he crawls behind me. He literally, when I'm working, he just, like, sits behind me. And every time I turn around and I pet him, he does a little meow. Like, he's my little baby boy. I've had him for so long now.
If you want to see the picture of me and Milo as a baby, go to our Patreon.
Yes! Oh, it's such a good picture. And there's also a picture of you and my other baby, Squish.
Yep. Squishy Squish. Oh, my God.
It's such a cute picture of you, too, because you're not a cat person.
I know.
And like she's not a people person either. She's not a people cat. So like,
but we got,
you guys bonded.
I can mutually exist with some cats, but you want to tell us how you stole Squish?
I didn't steal Squish. Again, a cat was orphaned to me.
If that's what you call it nowadays.
Okay, so Squish was actually my ex-husband's cat, and when we started dating, my ex-husband started coming over to my place a lot more. And this is a place I lived with Missy and Milo. And he started coming over a lot more. And he told me he had a cat at the place that he lived. And so I felt so bad that, like, the cat was alone all the time. So I casually was like, when things started to get more serious between me and my ex, when we were dating and we were talking about potentially moving in together and all this stuff, I was like, why don't you bring the cat over here? And we'll see how they do together. And how they vibe. And I asked Missy was okay with it. And so next thing you know, when we started to move in, they brought the cats over. Cats, like, they instantly bonded. Because I don't think Milo had ever been around another cat, because Missy got him straight from the shelter. And so Squish taught Milo how to cat. And they've been together pretty much all of Milo's life.
How to cat?
Yeah, how to cat. How to be a cat.
Fucking hate cats. What?
Anywho, other people who are listening, they'll get it. So they met, and it was originally Cy's cat, and so, you know, we had the two cats, and Squish is a little bit older than Milo, but again, was from a shelter, but literally, Milo knew like no other. Squish has been the most consistent cat, and I've been the most consistent person in his entire life. And so then we ended up moving in together, and we moved to a different place, and we met my roommate Marie, and Marie had a cat. And so we had three cats in the house, Milo, Swish, and Luna. And that's how it was for like almost 3 years. And then my ex-husband decided to move to Florida.
That's another podcast. Never mind.
Anyway. But literally, literally just decided to move to Florida and gave me like a 4-day notice. And so I was like, so are you taking Squish? And so I was like, I can't. And I was like,
there you go.
So I have like, okay, I have no problem taking care of both the cats right now. Like, no big deal. You're moving in with your parents down there. They don't want the cats. It's totally fine. So I had Milo and Squish, of course, because we were still married. So I wasn't like gonna, I was like, are you gonna take Squish as your cat? Like, you know, or I can, you know, of course I'll keep her if, you know, while you're gone, while you're down there, because then whenever we reunite again, we'll have both cats. And then Cy told me that he's never coming back. And then
then you're like, well.
And the next thing you know, he ended up cheating on me, and we got a divorce. And I even asked him, like, do you want the cat? Because I had a storage locker, and when he came up to, like, clean everything out, I was like, are you going to take Squish? Like, Squish is your cat. Like, I would love to keep her, but I'm just saying, it's your cat. She is 100% yours. You raised her for the most part. Like, do you want your cat? And he straight up was like, no. And so, I was like,
wow. There's
my answer. So then I ended up with Milo and Squish, and they're my little babies. And Squish is, I can't believe that he you know, didn't want her because I love her and she's so sweet and so perfect, but perfect. But yeah, no, so that's the saga of my cats 36 minutes later.
You said it.
And those are all the cats I've had in my entire life. And now I have Milo and Squish. They're my children.
Well, speaking of that, dogs are better.
Fuck
you. I mean, so we can wrap this up here. Well, I don't know if I ever got like too in depth with you about the yellow lab that I had as a child. No. Really? So you don't know the yellow lab's name? Her name was Shadow. And she was a yellow lab, and we named her Shadow.
Who was Shadow?
She was a shadow. It was a yellow lab. Well, my mom wanted to name her Nala. We're like, no, that's fucking lame.
You pick.
So, listen. So, I'm like 5 or 6, and my mom goes behind my dad's back because we wanted a dog. And she fucking goes to this farm and gets, like, with my aunt and gets a yellow lab. And we name her Shadow. And as a puppy, Shadow was, like, super fun, super cute, interactive, as most puppies are. But as Shadow aged, she got fucking mean, dude. Like, it's supposed to be, like, labs are, like, you know, ever faithful, loving. No. Shadow hated all of us except for my mom. She would protect my mom. She would lay by my mom. So my mom was always like, we're the only girls in the house. I'm like, fuck Shadow. Shadow would be laying in her bed, and this was like an average age. She was like 7 or 8, and I would go to like pet her, and she would snarl at me. Like, literally bare her fangs at me. And I'm trying to just love her. Or if my mom was like in the living room watching TV before bed and I was about to go to bed and Shadow was laying at her feet, if I hugged my mom, she would bare her fangs.
Oh.
Yeah, she was a mean ass dog. Like, you would think, like, with labs, like, oh, they're loving, blah, blah, blah. No, Shadow was a bitch. And I don't mean that the female dog term. She was a mean fucking dog. But of course, like, we all fucking cried, yeah. You know, when she died. Like, that was sad. But she was just, like, not, like, the average loving. She would just be so angry all the time. Now, that part aside, I will always be a dog person over a cat person. And it's not just like me having like a mild allergy to cats, because I do, and that sounds fake. But like, I've spent the night at my friend's house a couple times, and they have two cats. And every time I wake up, I have a sore throat, runny nose, like, if I'm around cats too long, I just have a reaction. But I can't picture myself like living by myself or being with a guy and just like having cats. Like, I don't like cats. They're not. I'm just laying it all out. They're not interactive.
What?
They're mean. They're greedy.
Okay, you literally just told me this story about a dog who, when you got near it.
Yeah, that was one dog. That was one, and I even said, like, Shadow's aggressiveness aside, I will always be a dog
person. And I told you about all of the cats I had in my life, and all of them were lovely, and all of them are wonderful. And
oh, you mean pink Power Ranger slut cat?
Yeah. Listen, just because she likes what she likes and gets around does not mean you can call her a slut, okay? She's a strong, independent cat.
Sure. Okay.
And she was still a sweetheart. Every single cat that I've ever had has been.
Cats only come to you when they want.
No,
something.
Here's the thing. Cats pick up on energy. No. Cats pick up on energy. And this is why people like dogs, yeah. Because dogs need humans to survive. Cats don't need humans. So it's a mutual relationship.
Yeah, they do. If you didn't feed the cat, it would fucking
No,
it'd
go in the street and kill a rat and eat it.
What if it's inside?
What, the rat? Easier for them to kill.
The cat in the hat.
I can't. Listen, no, they're
mean.
Not. Here's the
cats
no.
Are self-centered. Cats want attention when they feel. You were about to say shut up. That's so
no,
fucking rude.
No, I wasn't. I was gonna say shut.
You said shut.
I was gonna say
okay,
shut.
How does shut end? Okay, we're fighting.
We are. Go on. Because listen, cats. It is a mutual relationship. Dogs literally look to you for everything. Literally, it's like, oh, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? No. And they always are. They have to be by your side all the time. No. Cats, it's a mutual relationship.
Yeah, because they're loyal. Cats are like, fuck you.
My cats have never said fucking to me because also cats.
Milo would sell you to the fucking.
No, Milo wouldn't. Milo's too stupid for that.
Yes, he
no.
would. He would sell you out so fucking hard. Okay, you keep telling yourself.
Because here's
that.
The thing,
okay.
Also, cats pick up on energies, and if you give negative energy out, cats are just going to give it right back to you. Where dogs, like, they don't know what's going on.
And cat people are more, like, secluded. You never hear crazy dog lady.
Yeah, you know what you hear? No, you hear crazy dog lady.
Crazy cat lady, crazy cat lady, crazy cat lady.
You hear crazy dog people.
Who?
Those people who raise dogs to be dog fighters. Those are crazy dog people.
Okay, we're not talking about the NFL.
I'm done with you. Are we almost done with this one?
You love me unconditionally. Yes, we are done with episode 6.
We did it.
And we did it. We did it. Oh, that was fun. Good topic. So, any closing words for our audience?
I just want to let every one of our audience members, you know, and Brooke, know that I just want you to touch. And there's a way you can do that. It's by emailing the number 2HOOTZ and a holler at gmail.com.
Yeah.
And just keep in touch.